Evan Serretta on today's Country 95.5. And joining us is the new male vocalist of the year from the CCMAs, Mr. Dallas Smith. Dallas, thanks so much for coming to Tabor for One Horse Town.
I'm excited to be here. The city's a buzz. We've been walking around today, and I'm excited to play for these people tonight. It's great.
So what time did you get here at then?
Kind of in and out today doing sound check and stuff, but we've been in Lethbridge for the last, we got into last night, so we spent the day in Lethbridge and then came down here for sound check and stuff, exploring Tabor, and yeah, it's a nice little city. Like I said, it's a buzz, and I'm happy for everybody to get this show, because Tim and Kira are great, and we're going to have fun.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a great time, and of course, just talking about the CCMA's winning Male Vocalist of the Year, what was it like for you when you heard your name called?
I'm always shocked. I mean, but definitely winning felt a lot better than losing, for sure. Yeah. But it's one of those things I've learned over the years. You got to take, you know, the highs and the lows. You know, don't pay too much attention to that. Just kind of keep doing what you're doing. Put your head down and keep working and trying to make good records, and good things will come. So.
You bet. And you got to perform with Terry Clark as well One Drink Ago. How was it being on stage with her, a country music legend being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. We've done that song together a few times, but not like that. That's for sure. That was a lot of fun. We did it at a festival out in the Maritimes, and we did it at the Opry a couple times, which was incredible. But to be able to do that with Terry that night when she's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame, it made me feel kind of special being able to enjoy that with her. So we had a lot of fun. I think if you watch the performance, I think you can really see that Terry and I are really actually good friends. Yeah. And it's a natural, what didn't seem like it would have been a natural matchup for a duet, you can see it really is. So I'm glad to experience that with her.
It was a great performance. And let's talk about going down to the Grand Ole Opry, your first time being down there. What was that like? Because it's like the mecca of country music.
Yeah, I've been down there and backstage and watched other artists that I'm friends with play that stage. But to be able to step around a circle, step in there and do that, like I said, with Terry as well. I don't know if I'd be able to do it without Terry. The opportunity was just we did the song together, and she just kind of said, hey, we need to do this on the Opry stage. Please come down and do this. And I said, yeah, okay, twist my arm. Yeah, I will. First time we did it, I was super nervous. But the second and third times, you know, I kind of settled in and was able to enjoy it for what it is. And just kind of soaked it all in it was a really great experience. And my parents were so, you know, I kind of wish my grandma was around my grandparents around to kind of enjoy that moment too. But, you know, my parents were super excited, my whole family. So, I'll remember that forever.
No kidding. And what are people going to expect tonight? This is something I've seen you perform multiple times, love your shows. So for people that haven't seen your shows, what can they expect from you?
My band kills, man. They're great. They're a great band. So we're just going to get up there and have fun play a show for a town that rarely gets a show like this. So we're going to have fun with everybody.
Do you have a favorite song that you play whenever you get up on stage?
It changes all the time. I mean, Wasting Gas is a lot of fun. Cheap Seats is one of my favorites. Lifted. Been really enjoying actually watching people get to know the new one, Make Them Like You. So I'm excited to see how well the fans here know that song.
Have you ever pulled anybody up onto the stage with you to sing a song?
Have I done? I don't think I've done that. No, I haven't done that.
Could we possibly see it tonight?
I'm going to pull Kira up to do to do One Drink Ago, but that's like you have to have that preset, yeah. I think. Otherwise,
You never know what you're going to get.
It could be totally horrible and you embarrass the person and it just sucks. That's a tough one.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Dallas. Cannot wait for the show tonight. Going to be great. And I know Tabor's super excited about this. They've been dying to see you guys ever since they found out they won. So thanks so much.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.